Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I did get hurt. You know, the news is not the best of news, but it's definitely not the worst of news. It's kind of like in the middle. You know, I didn't tear my ACL. That was the huge, you know, part of it. But, you know, I do have some lateral meniscus damage, and it's going to have to be addressed. But I do feel like I can, you know, play through that. So I'm just going to wait a little bit, let the swelling go down for about, you know, 7 to 10 days, and, you know, hopefully right before the Jets game, you know, I will be back.
Von Miller on his podcast.
There he is, telling us everything.
I've been telling as many people, well, listen, you should subscribe to Von's podcast and listen to it. It's where you find podcasts. It's called The Voncast. Watched him do a lengthy interview of Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. He had Richard Sherman, Mike Evans, and here he is just, you know, talking about his own knee injury and coming back from it. So he believes he can play through it. Maybe it's the kind of thing that gets cleaned up in the offseason, but can you play through it? It might be, I don't know, this is maybe going a little far, but it's a comparison I'd like to make, just because the feeling of watching someone you know isn't 100% and seeing how long it holds up. Is there a name you think of with that? You know a guy's playing hurt. How long can he last? Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant has the Achilles injury with the Warriors,
okay,
and they play, he dresses for that game in Toronto.
He has a calf injury.
Calf injury, okay.
And he gets the Achilles in that game,
okay,
or the next game.
That's how it works. So he has an injury. He plays. He is lighting it up. The Warriors are on there. They're going to win that series.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And then he takes one strange step. He goes down, and it's over.
Yeah.
And that won't be how it works for the Bills. If Miller tries to play and contributes and then goes down, it'll be a disappointing day, but you maybe thought Miller was already done for the season Thursday when the injury happened. So
yeah.
I would imagine they will load manage him or slow play it in any number of ways. Think of how they've slow played Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer and everybody. Now you got a guy that is a $120 million pass rusher that you brought in to be your finisher. You're going to try to make it every way that he is there for your finish.
Right. There's got to be a hockey guy for this, right? Like, there's a recent one of Patrice Bergeron that's coming to mind for me, where he even, like, tore a ligament in his knee and was still playing through it. There's probably a million hockey guys that have done this, but the one I thought of for the Sabres immediately was Thomas Vanek. This is the Boston series in 2010, where he has basically his ankle broken by Johnny Boychuk early in the series,
yeah,
and he comes back later in the series, but everybody knows his ankle is not right. But he's going to do it anyway, and we're going to see what version of him we get. The Bills, I don't really know if I have a guy for that. Have they, in one of these playoff runs, had a player
playing hurt
that's that important?
I mean,
we've been doing this with Allen for a couple weeks.
That's right.
With his elbow.
But the only, with Allen, we're not afraid it's going to get worse, because if it could get worse, I don't think they would play him.
Right. And you've seen, like, was it even from the Bills? Like, doctors have assured them that it can't get worse by playing. So Miller's going to be playing. I mean, if he even plays, are we talking about a third of the snaps right when he comes back? Like something similar to Tre'Davious White, where you just mentioned pitch count and a limited role. I even wonder, like, maybe that'll just be the rest of the season for him.
Yeah.
That they'll use him as a, depending on what the knee is, maybe there's a result where they're using him as a situational pass rusher down the stretch where, hey, it's first down and here's, we're playing the Chiefs in the playoffs. It's first and 10. It's second and four. You're not on the field because these could be run plays. Okay, wait. We got a third and eight now coming up. Third and eight. And we know it's a pass situation. All right, Vaughn, you're going out on the field. He could become a situational pass rusher depending on how healthy that knee is able to maintain. The one saving grace might be that Miller said he has played with a similar injury before. He's played with a brace before. And he ended up with double-digit sacks when he did that. So there's maybe at least some reason to believe that he can still be as efficient and as productive as normal, even though he's got the meniscus injury.
803-0550. Let's chime in on Beckham. He's visiting Friday. He's visiting Friday.
The weather Friday is nice.
That's 40, good.
48 and sunny.
The story about him getting in a dispute with the flight crew, it feels like that kind of came and went with a lot less attention than it normally would have received.
I was kind of surprised by that since it is Beckham.
Yeah. Kicked off a flight because of some sort of dispute. He claims he was sleeping. I read an account from a witness that said he was sleeping.
Yeah.
He was referred to as unresponsive. Like, I mean, it was a weird story, and he tweeted through it. Like, after it happened, he was tweeting how, can't believe what just happened to me. I've never in my life has this happened before. I can't believe what just happened.
Yeah.
So, and
right, know, that was before anything had even
that was before
reported.
The story came out. He had tweeted how a very weird thing had happened to him, and if you read that, you kind of thought like, oh, are you gonna tell us?
Right.
So the whole thing, it did just kind of come and go. But anyway, here we are. He's going to visit the Giants tomorrow and the Bills on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And Miller said, I'll pull you the tweet because I read it from Catherine Fitzgerald of the Buffalo News, who wrote that Vaughn mentioned, it ain't over till it's over, but when OBJ visits, Vaughn says, I don't think he's leaving, and then held his pose of a shrug shoulders for 10 seconds.
Yeah. If he wasn't, well, should I read anything into the Bills are the second of three visits? And not the third? Or also not the first?
It
goes Giants, Bills, Cowboys.
Who chooses that order? Beckham? I mean, Giants and Bills would be consecutive.
Yeah.
The Bills make sense on a Friday because their game is on Thursday.
Okay.
It's not disrupting their week at all.
Right.
But they could have the day off, and Beckham could get a chance to walk through the facility, whatever. Talk to anybody. Probably talk to Vaughn, talk to Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. It's a Friday after a Thursday game, so it's not your normal Friday, which might be all business. For the Giants, it's on Thursday of a game week. And for the Cowboys, I don't know when that visit might be. But the point I would get to is, I guess, what we're at visiting stages.
Yeah, which is a very off-season-y type of thing to be thinking about. And like, not letting him out of the building. Doesn't your mind immediately jump to Mario Williams and how the Bills were courting him, and he had a visit lined up with the Bears, and it was just don't let him out of the building. Don't let him leave. And they didn't.
Yep.
Like, they all but locked the doors to make sure he was not going to leave without signing a contract.
That happens from time to time.
And will the Bills be full press in a courting-type fashion like that to get him to sign? We know Von Miller would be, but will the Bills be that way?
Right. What are they... Because they're preparing for this. They're prepared to, I don't know, full court press. I would think, yes, if you're this late in the game and you're this interested.
And he's coming here.
And he's coming to your facility.
Right. Like, part of the original reporting on who he was visiting was, he's going to visit with the Giants, going to visit with the Bills, going to visit with the Cowboys, and he's been in talks with the Chiefs and the Ravens. So, those teams, whatever Beckham needed in terms of assurance of an offer or assurance of just an interest in actually doing something and being serious about it, I mean, clearly the Chiefs and Ravens aren't all the way there because he's not planning on going there at this point.
Yep.
And the Bills, whatever that gap was that they needed to jump over to show Beckham, hey, we're real serious about doing this. Like, he's getting on a plane and he is coming here. So from that standpoint, I think, yeah, maybe we should assume that they would be, they're willing to go the extra mile. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get him to sign here.
Does this mean that these three teams are prepared to make the financial commitment?
Well,
if he's not leaving, if Von Miller says he believes that Beckham won't leave, That means that doesn't mean that they sit down and start talking dollars at that moment. I would think that Beckham having three spots to visit means that the general managers of those teams have communicated to the player or the agent, yeah, we're prepared to do XYZ. And maybe the Giants offer or money, or the Cowboys offer or money, or the Bills is a little bit different, structured differently, guaranteed this. I would think that all this adds up to, whether it's multiple years, whatever he signs for, this is the way I'll say it, whatever he signs for, I've got to think that if it's not with the Bills, that they are willing to go close to what he gets.
Yeah.
If you see him getting 2 years or 3 years in Dallas, I don't think he's coming for the visit unless those deals are all close.
Right. No, right. Like, he would have to know on some level, hey, they're willing to do something I like contract-wise.
Absolutely. If the Cowboys gave him are telling him right now, we'll offer you 3 years, and the Bills are saying, how about 3 months on a prove-it deal? He's not even coming for the visit.
No, he's not coming for the visit. And that might be what the Chiefs and Ravens are offering and why they're only talked about as being in talks with Beckham. So it still might be that they come under where the Cowboys might be offering or where the Giants might be offering. But now we're kind of talking through it, if the money part of it is now kind of secondary, if they've kind of, you know, wink, wink, not like we kind of know where each other stands on this front, we think we can make a deal, now it becomes more about, I guess, your facilities and more about the people on the team and more about the team itself and their chances of winning and
your parking spot,
right, all that little stuff.
Yeah.
And on that front, don't I want to believe the Bills have a pretty good shot at getting this done from where they won? The team success is still there. The record is there. I know they're struggling a little bit as of late. He's got how many people on the team that he knows and is mm-hmm. close with? Von Miller and Tre'Davious White are top of that list.
To that point, I'd love to know this. I might be going too far here, but do they have a locker mocked up for him? Right next to Von?
Yeah.
Or right next to Tre'Davious White, two guys that he's close with? He's like, hey, this is our facility. Oh, look at this. And is there a jersey made up?
Is there a Beckham jersey hanging?
If you're hosting someone for a visit, I'm thinking about this like a college recruiting trip.
Yeah.
And what do they do? If you are a five-star, a guy they really want to get on board, you put your name on the scoreboard. Or you what we saw what the Clippers did for Blake Griffin way back when. You put together these monster things. Now, this isn't necessarily that, where you're going for face of the franchise type stuff.
Yeah.
But you're doing anything you can to endear yourself to being chosen.
You could really, I mean, you use Allen, right?
Absolutely.
You would maybe have Allen kind of be, hey, Josh Allen's going to be your, not your tour guide, but he's going to be hanging out throughout the day. And that could just be the selling point in its own is, hey, look, this, is he this yet? He's not Brady probably, if you're going to go visit, like, wow, it's Tom Brady. But Allen is this figure in the sport right now that is seen as, and is for good reason, seen as the one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And just his presence, I don't know, that his presence being there and helping to get Beckham to sign is an advantage that the Giants certainly don't have. And I don't really think the Cowboys do to the same extent either. So that's a selling point. Who your quarterback is and the reputation that he has built for himself is part of the reason why I think the Bills would have a fighting chance here to get a star player like this to sign with you.
803-0550, if you want to chime in on this, on the Beckham conversation. We can get to this more with Sal and with Joe Marino as well. Do you feel more need for it? Do you feel maybe at the start of the season it was a luxury, and maybe after the Jet game it was, yeah, maybe we do have somewhat of a need. And after the Detroit game, and as we go on, it becomes more obvious. I mean, the New England game, we'll see. Is this going to be a game where Gabe Davis lights it up and it feels like you're good? Is it Isaiah McKenzie again? You know, the Beckham chart, whatever, Joe, if you want to say like the need chart or your feel for the need for Beckham has probably moved around a bit. I've been pretty strong on it most of the year, and it would make me feel a lot better about them if they get it done. A lot better. Yeah. I don't know how much I could expect right away, but when they go into Kansas City or they host Kansas City, I would feel a lot better playing any one of these teams. Playing Miami, trying to keep up with that team that's doing really good things on offense. The Bills, how do you find your A game again?
Yeah.
I think Beckham would help an awful lot.
Yeah. The multi-year part of this too, right? Like if he wants a 3-year deal, are we good with that being the Bills' move if that is it? Like if we've talked about in off-season's first-round picks for wide receivers and all the guys that got drafted last year, and I would imagine if they don't do this, then we'll have that conversation again. We probably will no matter what. Next off-season, the next year free agent class is not really that loaded. Are we okay with, for more than 1 year, this is the Bills' move for a receiver behind Stephon Diggs?
I think I'm okay with that. I don't know if it's the best. The better idea might be a first-round receiver.
That is the better idea. You can still do that.
The problem is, that doesn't help me this year.
Right.
So if you're asking me, would I take, if I'm given the choice of first-round receiver next year or Beckham now and next year, I think I take the now, and I get at least 2 years of him. The end of this year and next year, if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, he is exactly what you're hoping to get in the first round.
Right.
And maybe a little more expensive than an entry-level contract, but we'll see. Friday, Beckham in town to visit with the Bills. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase here on WGR. Sal Capaccio joins us. Top of the hour, Nick Mendola, 7:30, recapping the U.S. wins over Iran. We'll get to your calls and anything you want to get to as well. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.